Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Did you hear that sound? Have you ever heard it before? It sounds somewhat like an old John Deere tractor starting up. It seems pretty weird out here in the woods. Well, it's the drumming sound made by a ruffed grouse. It is a non-vocal acoustic display used by male ruffed grouse, who are aggressively territorial, to defend a piece of woodland of about 6 to 10 acres. This sound is made by the grouse beating his wings against the air to create a vacuum, as lightning does when it produces thunder. The drummer usually stands on a log, stone, or mound of dirt when drumming, and this object is called a drumming log. He doesn't strike the log to make the noise, he only uses the drumming log as the stage for his display. The drumming itself is a rapid wing-beating display that creates a low-frequency sound, starting slow and speeding up.
Even in thick woods, this can be heard for a quarter mile or more. Drumming occurs throughout the year, so long as his log is not too deeply buried under snow. In the spring, drumming becomes more frequent and prolonged as the male grouse advertises his location to hens seeking a mate. The rough grouse is a hardy, snow-loving, bud-eating native which thrives during severe winters that decimate flocks of partridges, quail, pheasants, and turkeys. Rough grouse feed almost exclusively on vegetation, including leaves, buds, fruits of ferns, shrubs, and woody plants. In fall, soft fruits and acorns become an important part of their diet. They have the ability to digest foods high in cellulose, making it possible for them to survive harsh winter conditions.
Ruffed grouse are reddish-brown colored birds, about the size of a small pigeon, with a short... Ruffed grouse are reddish-brown colored birds, about the size of a small chicken, with a short triangular crest and a long fan-shaped tail and short legs. They're intricately patterned with dark bars and spots. The name ruffed was derived from the long, shiny, black or chocolate-colored neck feathers that are most prominent on the male. When the male is in full display in defense of his territory or showing off to an interested hen, these feathers are extended into a spectacular ruff, which, together with a full fan tail, makes him look twice his normal size.
Ruffed grouse usually occupy mixed deciduous and coniferous forest interiors with scattered clearings. They also live along forested streams and in areas growing back from burning or logging. They depend on snow as a wintertime roost, burying themselves at night in soft drifts that provide insulating cover. The toes of ruffed grouse grow projections off their sides in winter, making them look like combs. These projections are believed to act as snowshoes to help the grouse walk across snow. In the early part of this century, farm abandonment and the recovery of forests from unregulated logging and fires produced habitats which probably resulted in the greatest abundance of grouse in recent times in northeastern United States. In many regions, ruffed grouse numbers have declined as forests have become more extensive and older. However, with proper forest management of forested lands and the judicious use of prescribed fire, ruffed grouse abundance can often be readily restored.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.